This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Here's an item from the Forum for Sustainable and Responsible Investing. Last year, AUM, that's assets under management, using sustainable investing principles, hit $17.1 trillion. Emily Stewart made note of that in a piece not too long ago in Vox about, broadly speaking, ESG investing, environmental, social, and governance-minded investing, which is, as her piece details, sometimes easier said than done. Emily, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So do me a favor, would you, just so everybody knows what we're talking about, give me some real-life examples of ESG investing.
It's things like you see fossil fuel-free funds, an ETF that says that it's environmentally friendly, or if you care about, let's say, gender equity. There are all sorts of investment products out there to kind of help you supposedly invest in a way that feels ethical and good to you, whether that be private prisons or guns or anything you kind of want to avoid or promote.
That supposedly, in your answer there, is doing a whole lot of work, because the gist of this piece is all is not as it seems in the ESG investing world.
Right. I think the way I kind of think about it is it feels easier than ever to invest ethically or to be told by marketers that you are. People want to feel like they are doing good with their money. The people who make investment funds have realized that this is what people want. And so they're creating these products that often are not really delivering on what they say. We don't really have a good definition from regulators from what ESG means. And so the BlackRocks and Vanguards or whoever's of the world can slap an ESG label onto an ETF or a mutual fund, charge a little bit more in fees, and it's not necessarily doing anything. They're just kind of shuffling around shares sometimes, or they're investing in fossil fuels maybe when they say that they're not, just less.
Is this something that the average layperson investor can figure out for themselves, or do you have to like know what you're looking for?
You know, it's hard. I think a lot of people go into their 401k, if they even look at what's in their 401k, see ESG and think, oh, this makes sense. Most people have a lot of stuff going on in their lives, and going through what's in their mutual fund and their retirement account is not at the top of the list.
Yes, fair. Totally fair. My hand is raised on that one. You mentioned slapping extra fees on it. There was a Bloomberg piece not too long ago that basically said most of these ESG investments are just glorified and kind of expensive, you know, S&P 500 index funds.
Yeah, I mean, that is definitely a lot of it. And one person I talked to for this story is Tariq Fancy, who used to be at BlackRock dealing with their sustainability funds and saying, listen, I've been kind of behind the curtain and see what happens. And basically, it's that we shuffle some shares out of ETF X, we put it into ETF Y, and we call ETF X ESG or environmentally friendly or whatever, but really nothing is actually that different. And obviously, he's just one voice in this, but he's definitely a person who's been talking about this quite a bit lately.
So what's the answer, right? Because not everybody's going to plow through their mutual funds. The profit motive for the people running these funds is very high. Is this one of those where regulators have to come in and say, look, this is ESG and this is not, and now go forth and invest?
Yeah, I think that's an important place to start. Someone like the SEC coming in and saying, hey, here, this actually has a definition, right? If I go to the grocery store and I see something is organic, I assume that means something. And ESG should mean something as well. But I do think more broadly, like, we're not going to save the planet with our 401ks, full stop. And so we also just need broader government regulation on issues like climate.
Are you one of those who goes through your 401k and figures it out?
No, really not. I should.
Right.
No,
and if you and I aren't doing it, then what hope is there, right?
Exactly.
Emily Stewart, she's a senior reporter at Vox, writing most recently on ESG. Emily, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.